Good morning. This is the California Report. I'm Scott Schaefer, in for Rachel Miro.
No fee hikes!
Barrels on strike!
No fee hikes!
Barrels on strike!
No fee hikes!
Angry demonstrations spilled off the UC Berkeley campus Wednesday and into the streets as students protested plans by UC Regents to raise tuition by 32%. In Los Angeles, where the Regents are meeting, 14 people were arrested by university police. Regents are expected to give final approval to that student fee hike at their meeting today. The university says state education funding cuts are to blame for the rise. And there's more bad financial news. Fixing the state's latest budget deficit of nearly $21 billion may require some kind of additional tax revenues. That's the assessment of legislative analyst Mac Taylor. He says one option is to revisit those temporary tax hikes enacted back in February.
Perhaps in the future, maybe you extend certain of those temporary tax increases. So at least you're not increasing the rates above what they already are at.
Those temporary increases in the sales and car taxes are set to expire in the summer of 2011. Our next story today begins a new initiative. We're teaming up with reporters at California Watch. That's a project of the Center for Investigative Reporting. In the coming months, we'll be investigating issues ranging from health care and government oversight to the environment. First, a story about education and the dismantling of the most expensive school reform in state history. Michael Montgomery reports.
As schools around the state opened for business this fall, many families were in for an unpleasant surprise. Early elementary classes in many school districts have swelled to levels not seen in more than a decade.
I'm going to color over it lightly.
Here at Oliveira Elementary School, in a quiet residential neighborhood in the Bay Area city of Fremont, kindergarten teacher Cheryl Accurso faces 30 kids each day, many of them just 4 years old.
There are days that some kids walk out and I think, oh, did I work with that child today? Whereas when I had 20 in my classroom, I knew that each and every day I was doing something that would benefit every child.
The last time Accurso encountered a class this large was as a student teacher more than a decade ago. That's when California launched an ambitious project to cut the number of students in kindergarten through third grade classrooms to 20. Back then, the curriculum was light, focusing more on social skills than academics.
Nowadays, they have to learn all that and how to read words, how to write sentences, how to count and do all this different kinds of math. So the standards have changed dramatically.
Fill in the missing letters. Let's do it.
Those standards demand more individual attention. Although she's getting help from another teacher for part of the day, Accurso says it's hard to manage 30 students.
And that worries us. We're just worried that we're not going to be able to get them where they need to be at the end of the year.
The move away from smaller classes isn't unique to Oliveira Elementary. A look at the state's 30 largest school districts revealed that class sizes in the early grades have shot up to 24 or more in many areas. That's the case in some schools in Los Angeles, San Diego, and Sacramento. Schools in other places, such as Orange County, Fremont, and San Jose, have pushed classes to 30. Don Iglesias is the superintendent of public schools in San Jose.
This is not a choice that anybody is making because we think increasing class size is a wonderful thing for our schools. It's a choice because there's ineptitude in terms of our elected officials in Sacramento and their ability to either raise taxes or cut programs appropriately.
The bottom line is we're simply not making the commitment to public education.
That's Jack O'Connell, California's superintendent of public instruction. O'Connell says it wasn't supposed to be this way. As a state senator, he wrote legislation to cut class sizes. The reform has been expensive, topping $22 billion, but O'Connell says it's been worth it. Elementary school students have scored consistent academic gains since the program started.
Now, I think that's going to be in jeopardy because we have so many school districts walking away from class size reduction.
O'Connell and other education officials blame multi-billion dollar budget cuts in Sacramento. Legislative leaders say they're doing everything they can, and they point out that class size reduction is one of the few education programs spared the budget axe this year. Julia Brownlee chairs the Assembly Education Committee.
We wanted to make sure that class size reduction to the degree that we were able, was protected, because we believe having smaller classrooms, particularly in our earlier years, is critically important to create the right conditions for teaching and learning.
This is where things get sticky. Even though the state is continuing to pay out $1.8 billion annually, those subsidies aren't enough to cover the full cost of the class size reduction program. This year, the legislature tried to help schools by giving more flexibility in how the money's spent. But the result has been chaotic. Schools whose classes have grown to 30 students or more are still getting part of the subsidy. Back at Oliveira, the return to large classes in the early grades has many families angry and worried. PTA President Carol Bornarth says she thought about moving to another state.
Because I can't afford a private school, and I just thought, it's such a mess. The California schools are not being given the money that they need. And now the kids are going to be even shortchanged even more.
But she stayed put and banded together with other parents to help the school.
Are you here to help for Make a Difference Day?
On a recent Saturday, Bornarth mingled with a group of parents, teachers, and kids. They spent the day gardening, cleaning out classrooms, and preparing for a fall festival.
I think that it is the crisis that has motivated people to say, I can't sit back and wait for things to happen.
Everything we have, every trick in the book, we're using it to keep the ship afloat.
San Jose's Don Iglesias agrees that the education crisis has brought parents, teachers, and administrators closer together. He says that kind of support will be essential as the crisis deepens.
School districts that are hoping for a miracle from Sacramento, it's not coming. A year from now, 2 years from now, you'll see classes close to 30 in every school district.
And if that happens, California will have effectively abandoned its commitment to teaching young school children in small classes. For the California Report, I'm Michael Montgomery.
That story was produced with Louis Friedberg and Hugo Cabrera in partnership with California Watch, a project of the Center for Investigative Reporting. For more information about this collaboration, visit our website, californiareport.org. And while you're there, you can also compare class sizes around the state. That's the California Report for Thursday, November 19th, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Scott Schaefer. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by Chevron, an energy company encouraging innovation right here in California. This is the power of human energy. Information available at chevroncalifornia.com. And the California Healthcare Foundation, ideas and innovations to improve healthcare for all Californians. On the web at chcf.org.